Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eight 8:13 on a beautiful Thursday morning, week out from Thanksgiving, where we all count our blessings, but unfortunately, nearly one in seven people in Louisiana are food insecure, and that comes out to over 650,000 individuals. That really is amazing if you think about it. That would be like six-plus jam-packed Tiger Stadiums of people that deal with food insecurity every day of their life, more than the populations of Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. And that's not just once a week, that's every day. Mike Knight joins us from People's Health to talk about food insecurity and how you can make a difference this holiday season. How you doing, Mike Knight?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well.
Thanks. Beautiful morning, huh?
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. It's a great day to be out.
And I always talk about the difference with food insecurity. Sometimes those of us that are we work hard and we're blessed, though, and we don't have anything in the refrigerator, and it's like, oh, man, we got to go to the store. But for some people, that's not an option. Let's talk about food insecurity. What is it?
You're right, and that's a very good point. You know, we can go and jump in the car and run to do things, but being food insecure, it means that you don't have enough food to live an active, healthy life. And for some people, it means skipping meals or eating small portions. For others, it means consistent meals. I mean, consistent meals without having a little variety or a few nutritious foods.
So we got to, I guess, draw a distinction between hunger and food insecurity?
Right. Yeah, there's two different things. You know, hunger, it's a physical feeling, caused discomfort, weakness by lack of food. It's something we've all experienced at some point in our lives. Food insecurity has a broader meaning. It refers to lack of resources, money, transportation, things that prevent you from having a reliable access to nutritious meals.
How long does food insecurity typically last?
It depends. Some people deal with chronic food insecurity, which lasts for a long time. It's often related to poverty or homelessness, and it's very hard to recover from. For other people, food insecurity is temporary. It may be caused by a sudden life change, like an unexpected layoff or medical expense. It makes it hard to access food for a certain period.
I would imagine that food insecurity can affect health.
Definitely, absolutely it does. Our diet, our health, deeply connected. You know, people who are food insecure are more likely to develop long-lasting health conditions. Diabetes and heart condition are two. They have a higher health care cost and more frequent hospital stays. There's a couple of reasons for it. First, a nutritious diet is essential for good health. It fuels your body, boosts your immunity, and strengthens your heart and bones and muscles. Without enough high-quality food, you don't get those benefits. And also, people who are food secure may struggle to afford healthcare services, from just routine checkups to treatments for serious illnesses. And they may even have to choose between buying food and filling prescriptions. We do see that a lot.
Wow. Who is it that is most impacted by food insecurity?
Our population with people's health. You know, older adults have high rates of food insecurity in Louisiana. Our state has the highest percentage of food insecure seniors in the nation. And then other people with higher than average rates include Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, as well as people who have a disability or a chronic health condition. Either they're unemployed, they don't have reliable transportation, or they might even live in a food desert.
A food desert, what's that?
So these are areas that, where it's hard to get affordable, nutritious food. You know, food deserts rarely have full grocery stores, so main options for buying food are going to be your local convenience store or fast food restaurants, and locations like that generally have higher prices, lower quality foods, and less variety than a traditional grocery store. And then some people who live in food deserts can't travel to supermarkets and other areas that require transportation. They may be, you know, maybe live in a rural or low-income area where food deserts tend to be and don't have that option.
I think people sometimes don't realize that you can be overweight and still be malnourished, and that's what we're talking about here with Mike Knight from People's Health about food insecurity. What causes it, Mike? What causes food insecurity?
It's a complex issue. You know, according to Feeding America, it usually has multiple causes such as poverty, unemployment, systemic racism, lack of affordable housing, limited access to health care services is also a contributor.
And People's Health is doing some stuff, right, to help combat hunger this holiday season?
Yeah, we do it all year long. We work we serve more than 110,000 people with Medicare, most of whom are older adults, and we're always looking to invest in the communities we serve. And the holiday season is a great time to do so. Each year, People's Health partners with Second Harvest Food Bank to host community meals for local councils on aging. Employee volunteers of ours help prepare and serve food while attendees connect and celebrate the season. People's Health also sponsors Second Harvest Food Bank Holiday Meals for Senior Program, which has provided more than 50,000 meals to food insecure older adults over the last 13 years.
Wow. What else does People's Health do to support adults that are food insecure?
So we offer several Medicare Advantage plans that with a healthy food benefit. That includes three chronic condition plans for people with diabetes or cardiovascular disease or chronic heart failure. And these plans are new for 2025. And they include a monthly allowance to spend on over-the-counter items and healthy foods. Then we have our dual-eligible special needs plans for people with both Medicare and Medicaid that offer this allowance too, but it's even with more flexibility. Members can also use it to pay approved utility bills, including electricity, water, and internet.
Wow. How can other people help combat food insecurity and hunger this holiday season?
If you live in New Orleans or Lafayette, consider volunteering with Second Harvest Food Bank. You can prepare meals, package donations, deliver food to members of your community, which is a huge help. You can also look for opportunities to, say, stock a community fridge, donate to a food pantry for a school. One of the best things, especially for our seniors, is if you have somebody that's elderly living next door that you know doesn't have a car, doesn't have reliable transportation, go knock on the door, ask them if you can shop for them if they can't travel to the grocery store.
All comes down to being a good neighbor. We'll talk when we come back more about people that need help with food insecurity, how they can get it. We're talking to Mike Knight. We'll also talk about the continuing open enrollment period for Medicare and what's involved in that, because it can be very eye-glazing and confusing, and Mike will help simplify that a little bit. Well, am I wrong, Mike?
No, you're absolutely right. It can be eye-glazing.
Man, confusing. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. The open enrollment period until December 15th?
7th.
7th. That's what I said. 7th. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, week before Thanksgiving, as we get ready to count our blessings, nearly 1 in 7 people in Louisiana are food insecure. That adds up to over 650,000 individuals. Just let that sink in for a second. More than the populations of Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. But unlike a filled stadium, that's not just one night. That's every day of their life. Mike Knight from People's Health is with us to talk about food insecurity and how you can make a difference this holiday season. We've already talked about maybe, you know, shopping for a neighbor who can't travel a grocery store, or maybe helping them out, or some resources that they can ascertain. Mike, how can people get help with food insecurity?
Best way to do it is they could call the National Hunger Hotline. And that number is, it's 1-866-3-HUNGRY. And a representative can help you find government assistance programs and local resources, including meal sites and food banks.
And, of course, the other thing you do, as you were saying before, shop donate to a school food pantry, shop for a neighbor, volunteer, as we were talking about with Second Harvest, or stock a community fridge. Let's talk about people's health and open enrollment and Medicare and the December 7th deadline. Mike, how do you even begin to navigate this process, and who needs to do something? Because it's not passive if you turn what? Tell me the rules for Medicare, because I haven't gotten there yet.
Right. Yeah, so people turn in 65. They have a seven-month window around their birth month. So they have the 3 months before, the month of, and then 3 months after their when they turn 65. If they want to join a Medicare plan or sign up for Medicare, that's their window of time where they can do it without really incurring penalties or having any extra charges under Medicare. From there, then they need to determine if they want to get on a Medicare Advantage plan, like People's Health. If they're looking for things that, if they just need information, we're a great resource. We have our service center over on Veterans at 3017 Veterans that can, they can just walk in, they can make an appointment, they can call us, stop by if they have questions. We are happy to help people out.
When it comes to the different, the open enrollment period, if you don't do it by the December 7th, are you out of luck, or what happens then?
December. So Medicare sets up October 15th through December 7th, where they really want you to be investigating and looking at plans and making decisions by then. Now, if someone's turning 65 later on in the year, this period of time isn't for them. But if you're already on Medicare, and especially, Tommy, this year, Medicare has changed and closed the coverage gap, which has affected other ways that health plans are covering things. This is a year, really, that people really want to read their policy. If they already have something, they need to go pull out what they got and say, look at the 2025 benefits and see what benefits are going to be. Because most people, if they don't take a look at it, are going to be shocked on January 1st saying, I didn't know I had changes to my health plan. So they really want to take a look this year of all years.
And you'll help walk them through that process, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If they have their current plan documents, come on in. If not, we can show them what we offer. They can take them home and compare them. But time is getting short with that, too. So they definitely want to be making decisions and being active with it.
Very, very valuable information. Thank you, Mike. If you need help, you can call the National Hunger Hotline at 866-3-HUNGRY. Check in on your neighbors. It would be a good thing to do. And if you want to find out more about People's Health, all you have to do is go to peopleshealth.com or call them at 1-800-978-9765. And as Mike Knight was saying, if you want to just sit down and talk to him, go to the People's Health Medicare Center. It's a beautiful facility, 3017 Vets next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. We're going to talk Saints and NFL with Jeff Nowak when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.